Megan, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And I just want to talk about the two-year anniversary of Peacetree Brewing here in Knoxville. And I just want to talk about, I guess, the kind of the growth of Peacetree over the past 2 years and the impact that it's had on Knoxville. Let's start with back when it was founded. What did you imagine it growing as, and how quickly did you imagine it growing?
I think we're kind of where we thought we wanted to be, but maybe it was going to take us 3 or 4 years to get there. So It's gone quite a bit faster than we thought. I think the thing that has surprised us the most is probably how busy our tap room is and the tourism draw that we're getting from that. On any given weeknight or weekend, it seems like we have people from Des Moines, Iowa City, Grinnell, and they come pretty consistently, and they're ordering food from the local restaurants, and they keep coming back and bringing new friends. So that part has been really surprising and really gratifying.
Well, yeah, I was going to say the community just seems drawn to the tap room on a weekend at night, or even during lunch on a Saturday when it opens up at 11, and the community support for the brewery has been outstanding.
Yeah, it really has. And I think we've tried to do enough different things so that it's always fresh and new by either offering new beers, new sodas, having live music or other type of artistic events in. We've been a great, you know, gathering place for community, like with the rural Marion County History Buffs or the Red Rock Arts Alliance. We had a volunteer night one night to kind of bring in other nonprofits and showcase them to the community. So just a lot of those types of things we've really been able to become a hub of the community, and we're really happy about that.
Talk a little bit about your guys' growth. You guys are found all over central Iowa and lots of places in eastern, I guess throughout the state, really.
Yeah, we really do go pretty much coast to coast. We don't get over to the Davenport or Dubuque area, but we get everything just to the west of that. And then we get all the way west to Council Bluffs and north to Mason City, and we do hit the southern border. From last year at this time, we were still self-distributing. We had two guys and one truck, and everything went from our dock onto the truck, and we hand-delivered it. This year, we've got 4 distributors in 4 different territories in the state. We're looking to add a 5th one imminently, so that'll be happening very soon. We took our first shipment to Omaha. We don't plan to be in the Omaha market a lot, but just here and there, when we have some excess, we'll send things over. You know, we went from 3 full-time employees to now we've got 5 full-time employees and about 7 part-times. The amount of beer we produced this year was about 2.5 times what we produced that first full year. So really growing fast.
Yeah, and really this just a statewide recognition. You guys are getting not just tourism into here, but you guys are going to the beer festivals and being recognized with a lot of these other bigger microbrews.
Yeah, it's been really fun. We're starting to get a little bit of even out-of-state interest in our beers. The guys went to a Nebraska Brew Fest last year. We're doing one down in Kansas this year just to kind of elevate and cultivate the Iowa market and show people from outside the state what we're made of. I think one thing I'm most proud of is when we do go to beer festivals and those sorts of things, we always bring a lot of excitement, whether it's a crazy giant moose that's been stickered up with all of our labels or costumes, or we've got our great Red Rambler beer cooler. We just really generate a lot of buzz and excitement, and then people, you know, kind of associate Knoxville with that, so it's fun.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about the City View Award. That was a big deal. Obviously, the voters of the City View magazine, which is published mainly in the Des Moines metro area, voted on that, and you don't have a multiple choice with that. People have to write down Peacetree, and it has to come to mind, and you just look at the award winners, and those are some of the more established businesses in the metro area, and you guys are right up there with them.
Yeah, we were really, really excited to get best locally brewed beer. And again, like you said, people have to actually write that in. We didn't do any kind of social media push. Sometimes we do, you know, you can kind of twist those things a little bit. We didn't really pay much attention to this one, and all of a sudden, we were the winners. And then in a second category, we actually got runner-up, which is a little embarrassing, but we were runner-up in best style of beer behind, I think, Bud Light. So, you know, if we're up against the biggest company in the world, we're pretty happy.
Yeah, absolutely. So tomorrow, you guys are kind of celebrating combining a St. Paddy's Day event with your two-year anniversary.
Yeah, our goal when we opened was to be in full production by March 19th of 2010, and we achieved that goal. And so that is our annual anniversary date. It's St. Joseph's Day, which is the traditional blessing of the Bock. We decided to go ahead and move the party to Saturday since that's a little better than a Monday. And we'll be doing the blessing of the Bock at 3 p.m. Pastor John Chadwick will be there to bless the Bock that Joe especially created for the event. We'll be tapping a Templeton barrel-aged rye porter that day. We'll have live music starting at 8 p.m. by Don't Wake the Baby, which is great country roots rock, really a fun band. And special guest this year is Sam from Tacopocalypse, and he's doing amazing tacos, and he'll have those there for sale. He's usually featured at the Des Moines Farmers Market. So again, kind of fun to bring one of those staples from Des Moines and bring him down to Knoxville and let everybody get a taste on both sides of the street.
So what's in the future as we wrap up? What's in the future for Peachtree?
You know, I think this year is really a year of just stability and growth, making sure we're getting really efficient on the tanks that we have. We expanded a lot last year. We doubled our fermentation farm, and so we're able to produce quite a bit more. So this year's just about getting more efficient, probably getting into a few more markets. The summer months are always a lot busier, so we don't want to add too many new places until we kind of figure out what sales will look like from our existing accounts. You know, we're always talking about new beers. That's part of the excitement and fun. We'll have a Kolsch coming out this spring again. We'll do the Cornucopia in the fall. And Joe is really anxious. Actually, we're all really anxious for him to do a dark IPA. So that'll be something that'll come out probably next fall. I mean, we may bottle that one, so it'll be another one to our bottle lineup. But yeah, you know, we're always open to opportunities and possibilities and continuing to partner with our local neighbors the best we can and just keep having fun.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's it. We'd love to see everybody on Saturday. It's going to be, you know, a lot of fun, and we always like to celebrate. I guess I should mention, for the first 100 people who show up wearing green to our anniversary party, you will get a cool little commemorative pint glass just marking the day.
All right. Well, thanks, Megan, for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Aaron.